from Swedish friends. This year should be a schus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, the Zivuk Hagun Vikarov, Chan Rezel Bas Miriam Rivka, the Leda Kalu, Yalad Bari Vishalim, Baramache Vara Vishasa Gidov, La Richus Yamim Vishanim Tovos. This year should also be a special schus for my beloved friend, Rav Chaim Shrek. I would say his name and his mother's name, but I just don't know the full name. But it should be a schus for him. The Rambam, in his holy sefer, Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, writes that when you appoint a king, you anoint him. Lashon of the Rambam, when you appoint a king, you anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha. As it says, Vayikach Shmuel es pach ha-shemen vayitzok al rosha vayishakeyu. Umeyach ha-shem moshchen ha-melech harei zezoch alo lebanab ad-olam. After your Moshiach him, after you anoint him, he is mezakeh for his children for all the generations. So you see the mitzvah of anointing a king from Beis David with Shemen HaMishcha. Even though this pasuk is talking actually about Shaul, as we will see, but the Lo Lebana Bat Olam is Dafka Beis David. The kings of Malchi Yisrael are not B'Shemen HaMishcha, but B'Shemen Afar Simon, like it says in Halacha Yud. So we're going to be discussing a few issues regarding this Shemen HaMishcha, and we're basing ourselves in the wonderful, wonderful Sefer Imros Melech from Rav Avraham Moshe Avidan on Hilchos Malachim. He has two parts, a very, very chashuv Sefer. He has the Biurim part and the Chedushim part. The Chedushim are in Rashi script. Biurim are in square letters, and he's very broad in his scope. In the Sefer Avos Rosh of Palagi, Chelik Aleph, Kuntres Shemen Rosh, Daf Chof, Amid Beis, he proved that in a place where Hamadas Melech is Alpi Navi, the Navi himself has to anoint the king. So if he is appointing the king, he must also anoint the king. And so we find by Shmuel that anointed and appointed Shaul. And that the Rambam didn't say this explicitly, maybe it's because that's included in Hamadas Melech, that Mashicha is one of the pulos of Hamadas Melech. And Mamela, just like you have to be Mamid Melech Alpi Navi, it's understood that the Mamid is also Mosheach. Because the Mamid, the Navi, is appointing him, and Mimela, part of the appointment is the anointment. It's so good that in English they rhyme. With respect to a Kohen Gadol, the Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Klei Mikdash Halacha Tesvav that you're only allowed to anoint him during the days. It says, Biyom hi Moshach Oso, and his makor is in a Taras Kayhanim in Parashat Tzav in Parak Gimel. With respect to a king, the Menchas Chinuch writes at the end of Mitzvah Kufches that the Kpeda is not dafka, that it should be during the day, because the Pasuk Biyom Himoshach is talking about a Kohen Gadol, but the king or a Mashiach Mulchama can be anointed at night as well. However, the Abarbanel at the end of Parashas Kisisa argues that a king is also anointed only during the day. The Achronim argue if there is an Isser of Me'ila, of misuse, misappropriation, that's Mechayev Karban, of the Shemen HaMishcha. There are those who hold that there is Me'ila, so it emerges from the Panim Yafos Ala Torah by the Baal HaFla in Parashas Kisisa on page Reish and Zayin. And so is Mashman the Tosis and Bav Metzia Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, that in Dibur HaMaschil Konim B'Soch Dvarav, he writes, V'gabe Sicha G'dusiv Asher Yitain V'ikalaman Diyomar Dehave B'chol Shu Afal Gav D'Me'ilahi, that sicha, anointing yourself with the Shemen HaMishcha V'Asher Yitain, that you're not allowed to anoint yourself with this Shemen HaMishcha, and there's a Mandarma in the Gemara in Krisis and Vav Amid Beis that it's Bechol Shehu, and that is, says Tosfos, Me'ila, because it says Sicha, and Sicha is Mashma Bechol Shehu. So this Sicha, this anointing yourself with the Shemen HaMishcha, which is a shear of a Kol Shehu, Tosfos calls Me'ila. Now, even though in the Gemara it's Mefurish, a Lashon of Me'ila regarding the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Achronim write, some of them, that it's Lav Dafka Me'ila, Mamish, but the Raya from Tosis is not only from the Lashon Me'ila, but the whole Nidon, the whole discussion is about Dinei Me'ila, because the Tosis is asking, how's it Shaykh that there should be, it should be an Isser of Kol Shehu, Me'ila isn't Shaykh B'Kol Shehu. And Tosu says that the Sicha is an exception to the rule. But since the discussion here is about Me'ila, so it's Mashmah, it's talking Mamish about Me'ila Kepshuta, as is the simple meaning of the Gemara. The Gemara talks that Aaron was worried that he was Mo'al B'Shem and Amishcha. Moshe was Mo'al B'Shem and Amishcha. Some write that there's no Me'ila in Shem and Amishcha, so is the opinion of the Chasdei David increases Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, Etaimo, Ho'al V'Hutr, L'Miktis Ben Eldon, Kohen Melech, V'Kohen Gadol. Since it is permitted to use this Shemen HaMishcha by some people like the Melech and Kohen Gadol, and the Rambam already in his exact language writes, the Chasdei David teaches us this, because what does the Rambam say, the Dvarim Shehutru Ba'achila Min HaKarbanos Kegon B'sar Chatos, etc., Ein Bahem Me'ila Hoel Bahem Mutar L'Mikzis Bnei Adam Lehanos Bahem. So things that are mutter ba'achila from the karbanos, like b'sar chatas, have no more me'ila, since it is mutter to some people to get benefit from them, to derive benefit. So he started with the lashon of achila, and he concluded with a lashon of hana. So there's no doubt that the Rambam wanted to teach us that the din of Shemen HaMishcha is hana below achila. He wanted to teach us the din of Shemen HaMishcha, that's Hana even without Achila. Because there, the Rambam was only talking about Midi D'Achila, he's only talking about edible matters. So what pressed the Rambam into using a different Lashon at the end than he used at the beginning? At the end he said the Hana, at the beginning he said Achila. The answer is, he's talking about the Hana and Shemen HaMishcha. And what does the Rambam say? That's mutter to some people, like Besar Chatas, has no Me'ila. So therefore the Shemen HaMishcha, which is also Hutru, what, that you use it for the Melech, for the Kohen Gadol, so there, once it's Hutru, L'Bnei Adam, there's no more Me'ila. And the Rambam uses Lashem Hana, including the Shemen HaMishcha. Not that it says in the Gemara, the Oili Shema Ma'alti, that Aaron was nervous about the Me'ila, it's Lav Dafka, in other words, Neneti Be'isr, but not Mamish Me'ila. Or maybe, since Aaron was the first one who was anointed, so it didn't come B'Shas Heter yet, and therefore he was nervous about it, but afterwards, it was cool because it was already used on a person. So it's Mashma from this Chasdei David, that he is coming from the tzad, that there's no me'ila b'b'sar chata, since it's mutl, tzad b'nei Adam, and me'mela, so too, Shemen HaMishcha. However, yesh ladun b'ikar ha'ashva'a b'in Shemen HaMishcha levein b'sar chatat. Because we can say that there's really a chilek between the two. That even if there's me'ila, even if there was me'ila in b'sar chatas, even though it was Hutur L'Ktzatz B'nei Adam, B'Shemen HaMishcha there would still be no Me'ila, because you can't compare the two. Because Achilas Kotshim is a Kiyum Midinei HaHekdesh V'HaKorban, and there's room to be Mechayiv Mishu Me'ila when it's not eaten properly Kedinoi. But Meshichas HaMelech has no Shaychas to Hekdesh. So Shemen HaMishcha was Mukdash Mitchila L'Tzorech Hekdesh. For example, Meshichas Klei HaMikdash and Meshichas Kohen Gadol, Meshichas HaMishkan, and in addition, Letzarech Dover She'eino Shel Hekdesh, And Choka Hagavan, in such an instance where it's also Ladover Lechatchila, She'eino Hekdesh, it's not Shaykh Me'ilah. Because that's what it's for originally, not only for Hekdesh matters. And based on this, we can say that the Shorish Hanidon, if there's Me'ilah B'Shem and HaMishchan, Mishcha is in this Nekuda. Is Meshichas HaMelech Ke'ein Tzorech Shel Hekdesh? Is this considered Hekdesh, since the king that is anointed is called Mashiach Hashem, like the Ramban notes? And if so, maybe it does have Me'ilah, because you're only using it for Hekdesh purposes, including the king. And you can't compare it to Basar Chatos Vashamos, that there's no Me'ilah, because they are no longer Kodshei Hashem La'achar Zrikas Damim. But Shemen HaMishcha is not Yotze Mechlal Kodshei Hashem. And if the Shemen HaMishcha drips off his head and he anoints himself with it, he's chayiv. Look in Krisus Zayin Amud Aleph. Those are those who hold that there is Me'ilah. Those who hold there's no Me'ilah would learn that despite the fact that the king is called Mashiach Hashem, he has no shaychus with the Hekdesh of Mikdash V'Kelav, and it's not considered Tzarech Hekdesh, and therefore there is no Me'ilah. Rashi al HaTorah in Shemos Lamed Lamed Gimel, and the Pasuk, Vasher Yitain Mimenu Alzar V'Nichras Me'amov, writes, Alzar She'eino Tzarech Kihuna Umalchus. If you put it on a Zar, it's not for the sake of Kuhuna and Malchus. Frekt the Ibn Ezra, wait a second, anybody who's not Mizera Aaron is a Zar, and a king is included in that. Like it says, Vazara Karav Yumas. So what does Rashi mean? That a non-zar is a melech. A melech is also a zar. Based on what we said, we can explain Rashi like this. With respect to a zar, b'shemen ha-mishcha, a melech is not a zar, because Mashiach has-melech, k'mashiach Hashem, mishemen ha-kodesh, that was muktash b'toras, klei mikdash, is mutter, because it's considered tzarech ha-mikdash, it's Mashiach Hashem. And that's why there's me'ilah b'shemen ha-mishcha. And therefore the king isn't considered a czar. As long as it's mitzarchei beis hamikdash, he's not begeder czar. In the Yerayim, in Simon Reish Pei, page Kuf Nun Tes, with respect to anointing, the anointing of a goy, b'shemen hamishcha, that you're putter, because the only people who you're not allowed to anoint are those who themselves are usher in the act of anointing. But a goy who's not mitzuve an sicha b'shemen hamishcha is also not, it's not usher if you anoint him. Writes the Toafas Re'eim in Ois Dalid Mikan Kosev HaRav HaGoyin HaGodol the Maharil Lahasig al Mashakosev HaMin Chaschinuch Mitzvah Yedalad Mitzvah Kuf Chof Zayin V'Reish Pei the Akum Chayiv B'Gezel Gavoa, that a goy is chayiv in stealing from up high, from Hekdesh. Because if the Minchas Chinuch was right, that an Akum is Chayav Begezel Gavoa, and that's the famous reason why they may have killed the guy who ate from the Korban Pesach at the beginning of Meseches Pesachim Dav Gimel. If the Minchas Chinuch is right, that there's an Isser of Gezel, a guy is Mitzuve Mitam Gezel, because Shemen HaMishcha is Kodesh. And even though he's not Mitzuve on the Lav of Lo Yisach, and he's only mitzuvah on the Shemen HaMishcha als gezel, with respect to a Ben Noach, there's no nafkamina. So it's also for him. It's also for the goy. And the goy is chayv and gezel, and the goy is not chayv and gezel gavoh. We said there's no iser of being sach on the goy. Why not? What about gezel gavoh? There's no iser on the goy to sach. Why not? What about gezel gavoh? Answer is that there is no gezel gavoa by a guy. That's why we say that he isn't mitzuvah, so you're not mitzuvah to be sach on him. Al kein nirabarur de bekachim lek alav de gezel afloni ben noch. Kachim, there's no gezel even for a guy. Well, then yustaiti mishum ha lav tavra. But according to my opinion, says the Toafas Re'eim, this is not a kasha. The Hashem and Amishcha aser. Amar ri hori es yud aleph amid beis the shemen hamishcha she'asam Moshe b'midbar ma'isen nisim nasu b'mitchila v'ayincham dachkol mashichos kula kam lasid lavo, that the anointing oil that Moshe made in the midbar was of a miraculous sort. And after all of the mashichos, the same amount remained lasid lavo. And therefore, if you anoint somebody with shemen hamishcha, you know why there's no gezel? Because there was a nes lo nechzer meuma mioso shemen. It remained v'kulo kayim kamo shehaya, and nevertheless the Torah still said not to anoint it on a person. So eino inyan legezel has nothing to do with gezel gavoa. This is talking about miraculous oil. So therefore, the guy, the reason that you, when you anoint a guy, well, a guy anoints, there's no issur of gezels because he's not being machzir from the shemen. So really, there is an issur of gezel gavoa, but not with shemen hamishcha. So we have to be ma'ayim then. Since there's no gezel, maybe there's no mi'ila. Because as we know from the famous Reb Chaim HaLevi, the whole iser mi'ila is predicated on gezela, on the iser gezela. And if there's no gezela, there's no mi'ila. And if we say that, then the ma'aril is correct. When he said that there was no mi'ila in the shemen hamishcha. But it could be that with respect to other kachim, there would be gezel. But just specifically, with the shemen hamishcha, there is no mi'ila, since there you can't steal it. Because it was miraculously refilled. So basically, we have an interesting discussion here, a question about the guy who is sach b'shemen hamishcha. We see from the Gemara clearly that you are not mitzvah for anointing him because he is not commanded himself. However, the question is guy mitzvah in gezel kachim, in stealing from hektish? And it could be, like the Tuafasraim writes, that there's not shaykh at all to talk about gezel hektish when you're in the realm of shemen hamishcha. Shemen hamishcha you can't steal, but maybe other things you can. And we had a machlokes whether there is not about a goy, but b'chlal, whether there is me'ila in the shemen hamishcha. We saw earlier that it's mashma from Tosfos very clearly that there is me'ila in shemen hamishcha. However, from other achronim it emerged that there is no me'ila in the shemen hamishcha, like the Chasdei David. But anybody who is in the there is no mi'ila for shemen hamishcha can join the Rishon, the Ibn Ezra, because Ibn Ezra also holds there's no mi'ila b'shemen hamishcha, because he says that a king with respect to the shemen hamishcha is called a zar, and therefore it's not considered letzorech gavoa, and nevertheless it's hutr lemelech b'din haraz shah. So you see, l'chatchila the shemen hamishcha was already set aside shalal letzorech gavoa, not for hektish, and in such an instance there is no mi'ila and it is mutter to a zar, and even though it's only l'haraz shah, not always mutter to a czar, just specifically for a king, but once it's now in the category of being hutar, that it's not only for hekdesh, mimela it is not, there is no iser of me'ila. It's hutter lezar, and it's not shaykh, the iser of me'ila. We continue, the Rambam quoted the pasuk about Shmuel. So that Shmuel anointed Shaul b'shemen ha-mishcha. So the Rambam is bringing it in the context of Shemen HaMishcha, and he brings a pasuk about Shmuel anointing Shaul. So it's very clearly implied in the Rambam that Shaul was Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha. And so writes in the Das HaRambam, the Meiri, Horius Yad Aleph Amid Beis, the Kiryat Sefer, the Shar Yosef, and written by the Chidah, Horius Yad Aleph Amid Beis, Dibur Maslam Malcha Yisrael. And he brings that Shaul is Mefurish in the Pirkei D'Eliezer and the Yalkut, that Shaul was Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha. However, the Radak takes issue with the Rambam, the Radak, and Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph writes, Lo hayah zeh shemen ha-mishcha, because shemen ha-mishcha is only for Malchei Beis David. It was shemen ha-far simon, that was the type of shemen they used for Shaul. So he's arguing with the Rambam, and he says that this oil is only for Malchei Beis David. According to Rashi and Tosfos and Kriyas Hamad Beis, it was actually shemen ha-mishcha like the Rambam. And they explain that before they were Malchei Beis David, you can anoint other kings as well, b'shemen ha-mishcha, and therefore Shaul was nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, like the Rambam and not like the Radak. And what about the rule in the Rambam that you have to be only Malchei Beis David are nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, not Malchei Yisrael? And the answer is that that's only after Malchei Beis David started. But before they were Malchei Beis David, you're also allowed to anoint Malchei Yisrael b'shemen ha-mishcha. In the Chasdei David, Sof Perek Dalet, the Sanhedrin, he writes, it's pshita that Shaul was nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, otherwise David HaMelech would not have called him Adoni Mashiach Hashem, Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Vav. Mashiach Hashem is only one who is nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha. And we can say then that the only Melech Mimalchei Debeis David are considered Mashiach Hashem, but Malchei Yisrael are not in this gather of Mashiach Hashem, since they're not Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha. And according to this, if one is Mori b'Malchei Yisrael, according to the Kli Chemda, who writes that only if you are rebelling against the king who's anointed, there is a chiyuv to kill him, there is no mitzvah to kill him, it's only mutter if one is Mori b'Malchei Yisrael. However, Shaul, even though he was a Melech Yisrael, since there was still no Malchei Beis David, he was begeder Mashiach Hashem, since he was Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha. So then it would come out then that Shaul would have had a mitzvah to kill a Moreit B'Malchus. In the Meshech Chachma, at the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, Dibur Maslo B'nei Yisrael, he explains that somebody whose Malchus can extend for all the generations was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, but somebody who cannot, his kingdom is not going to continue for the generations, is not anointed b'shemen ha-mishcha. And that's why we are only anointing Malchei Beis David, because Malchei Yisrael are not, their kingdom is not continuing for the generations, and therefore Shaul was nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, because his Malchus would have continued for the generations had he not sinned. However, the Radak, as we saw, argues, and he holds that even before there were kings for Beis David, the Mashicha b'Shemen HaMishcha was only reserved for Beis David and not for Malchei Yisrael. And according to him, Shaul was called Mashiach Hashem. So you could be called Mashiach Hashem even if you're Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha and not b'Shemen Afar Simon. And the Chasdei David, he brings from the Tshuvas of the Maharami Pano, I think, Simon Kuf Beis, Vikfar Nishan Al Shaul, Im Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha B'Farsima, what type of Shemen was Shaul HaMelech anointed with? It says, Pach V'lo Keren, and usually the Keren goes along with Shemen HaMishcha, and the Pach with Shemen HaFarsima. U'mistabralan, yet it still makes sense to us that he was anointed Dafka with, drumroll, the Shemen HaMishcha, because the Keren is not Ma'akev in the anointing of Shemen HaMishcha. So in the Pach, you had the Shemen HaMishcha, even though it wasn't in a Keren, the Keren is not Me'akev. In the Sefer HaRegever and Horius Yad Aleph Amid Beis, Dibur Maslo Malchei Yisrael, he asks, Why does the Rambam bring from Mashiach's Shol that's not Lidaras, it's only Lishaito, and not from Mashiach's David and Shmuel Aleph Tezayin Yud Gimel Vayikach Shmuel as Keren Hashemen Vayimshech also Bekerav Echod Vatitzlach Ruach Hashem El David Me'ayom Ahu Ve'Allah. You have a nice pasuk about David being anointed, so why do you bring Shol, who's not Lidaras, when David is Lidaras? So based on what the Meshech Chachma said, we can answer that he brings the pasuk of Mashiach's Shol because it was before Mashiach's David. And mitzad the etzem and Mashicha, even Mashicha's shol was Lidaros, just afterwards he sinned. But had he not sinned, Taka, his malchus, would also have been Lidaros. Or we can say that the Rambam is coming to explain how you become a Mashiach Hashem. Dafka b'shemen ha-mishcha, because Shaul wasn't Mizera Beis David, and yet he was still called Mashiach Hashem. She was Nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha. And if he would have brought the pasuk of David, I would have said that a king is called Mashiach Hashem because he's Shaykh to Beis David. So kamash malon, that the Mashiach Talya Milsa. So that's already a little bit of divrei neviyos. The Rambam gives no indication to this thing of Mashiach Hashem. We in the pasuk it says Vayitzok al Rosho, he poured it on his head, and Tosus and Krisus and Davov Amid Beis the Bramaschim Malachim Bekohanim, they write that the shear of Shemen to the Mashiach's Melech is Bechol Shehu. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chayim Mikdash Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Umalchei Beis David Moshe Nosukim Nezer al Rosho, the Malchei Beis David, they anoint them with like a crown on their heads. You shouldn't do it in other places, anoint him, and you shouldn't use too much shemen. In the Parish of Mishnayis, in Parakama de Krisis, in the first parak of Krisis, he writes, Moshen also come in Nezer al Beis Gabos, Einav, you make like a little crown in his two eyebrows. If you add it onto the shear, you do too much. Your Karov Lavro Mashinemar, not to misuse the shemen Hamishcha. So some people want to say that there's a shear maximum of being you anointing Kemenezer. If you do more than the anointing of a crown between the two eyebrows, then it's already too much. But it's not Muchruch, because you can say you can't be that. So they want to say that that's the minimal amount, but you could say no, there is a Shir Lamala, not to use too much. But there's no shir lamata. Lamata is b'chol shu. So even though you need like a nezer, like the Gemara says increases ham and aleph, and the Rambam and Hilchos Klei Mikdash, nevertheless, mitzad din shir to die b'chol shu. The only thing is, there has to be a nezer, but that has nothing to do with the shir. Exactly how much? It's b'chol shu. Whatever, however much is for the nezer, is for that anointing him like a crown. And so is the opinion of other Achron and Be'er Sheva Krisis Vavam Beis Arachlaner there Dibra Maschel Aval Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Kufches Shari Yosef Har Yosef Alafam Beis Ve'od Radak. He says that there is a shear, and the shear is Melo HaKeren. You have to use the whole horn, huh. So he's arguing, and he says that there is a minimal shear. Now it's interesting, the Rambam didn't bring the Prat, Pirte Din Mashicha, that it should be like a Nezer in Hilchos Melachim, only Hilchos Klei Mikdash the Rambam writes that. So maybe he's coming to teach us the Geder of Mashicha's Melech, that it's the same Geder as Mashicha's Kohen Gadol, and all the mice of Mashicha of Kohen Gadol and Melech, it's all one Mashicha. Because he writes in Klei Mikdash, he writes them both. So Dovido Maisa Chadhu. You shouldn't say that the Maisa of Mashicha of a Melech is the Maisa Minui of the king, and the Maisa Mashicha of the Kohen Gadol is a Maisa Mekadesh. You might think that sanctifies the Kohen Gadol, this anoints the king. No. They're all brought in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, and that teaches you that Mashiach HaMelech is also a Maisa Mekadesh of Mashiach Hashem. And Ketotza Amikach, as an outcome of that, there's also a Minui. It's not just a Maisa Minui. It's a Maisa that's making him a Kadosh Hashem, a Mashiach Hashem. And maybe that's the argument that we saw earlier between the Abar Benel, the holy Abar Benel, and the Minchas Chinuch, also holy. If Mashiachas Melech is Mekadesh, ke Mashiachas Kohen Gadol, then we would say that you have to do it daytime. And we saw earlier that there is a machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Abar Benel, whether it must be done by day. We saw Mefurish, B'yomi Mashach also, by the Kohen Gadol, that has to be done by day. But what about Mashiachas Melech? So the Abar Benel said, a Melech is also Nimshach B'yom. Why? Because the Abar Benel would hold that they're both Maisa Mekadeshes. So therefore, just like the Maisa Mashiachas Kohen Gadol is B'yom, that's the Maisa Mekadesh. So just the king is in the same category, it's the same Geder. Melech also is going to be B'yom. But if it's just a minui, that puts it in a different category. If it's just a minui, that puts it in a different category, then it can be done by night. So that is the machlokes between the Abar Benel possibly and the Minchas Chinuch. The only thing is, the Rambam doesn't tell us when that a king must be nimshach dafka by day. So therefore, that would lead us to believe that there's no hakpada. That a melech, the right Rambam says about it, the kohen gadol nimshach dafka by day, but not a melech. So that would lechora mean that a melech could be nimshach by night. And that doesn't stem so well with what we just said, because we just said that maybe they have the same geder. That's why the Rambam put them together in Hechos Klei Mikdash, talking about the Mashiachas Melech and the Mashiachas Kohen Gadol, because they're both together Maisim Akadishes. So if that's the case, then the Maisim, the Rambam should have mentioned, this is a very important fact, detail, that the Maisa of the Mashiach of the Melech must be by day. The fact that the Rambam doesn't say it, so that means it's probably Mutter by night. And Memela, it's not in the same category as the Mashiachas Kohen Gadol. Another issue to discuss is the Ramami Pano, Simon Kuf Beis, which is Chuvis, that you're not allowed to be Moshech, a Kohen Gadol, on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, because it's molid, it's metakin gavra. So what about Mashiachas Melech? So how would that work? So if it's in the same category as Kohen Gadol, then it would make sense that it would be usher in the same way. And if it's not in the same category, adayin yesh lodun. Rambam writes that Me'achas Shemoshkan HaMelech HaRez Zoche Lo Lebanav Le'olam. So it's Mashma in Lashon of the Rambam that Meshicha is Goreim Le'etzemash Zoche Lo Lebanav Le'olam. And so he writes weiter, Kevin Shenimshach David Zoche Le'Kesem Malchus Lo Lebanav Azchorim Aksherim Adoylam. So this Meshicha is Mezakeh him and his children for all the generations. So is Mashma Lashon of the Smag Mitzesei Kuf Yadalit Moshkan also B'Shem and HaMishcha V'Zoche Al Yidei Kach the Melucha lo lebeno leben beno atzof kol adoros. Through the Mashiach, he zoch lemalchus lo lezaro. And so writes Bedas the Rambam, the Chikrei Lev, Orachayim Kufches, Dafrish Memches. In the Sefer Avos Rosh, and Kutras Shem and Rosh, Daf Mem Dalet, Tur Gimel, and the Tuftan Bedas, and the Madur Kam, Elchas Talmud Torah, Sim Reish Tezayin, Ve'od. Olachora, it's Shver. Because there is Edin Yerush and other Sroas as well. In other minuyim as well, other positions of power, there's also a din of Yerusha, and there's no Mashiach. And we learn them from the din Yerusha b'malchus, So why by Malchus do you dafka need this Mashicha and other Surahs you don't? And how do you learn the other Surahs from Malchus? Only Malchus is Mashicha B'Shem. In the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Zayin, he writes in a different Lashon, Me'achar Shen Ismane, not Me'achar Shen Nimshach. He's Zohar Lo Lebanov. Me'achar Shen Ismane. So what's Po'al Adin Yerusha? According to the Chinuch, it's the Minui. And according to Rambam and the Smag, it's the Mashicha. B'mai Pligi, what's their argument? So really, as hopefully we're going to see, there are two Durachim, Begeder Yerusha Besrara. Two ways of understanding the Geder of Yerusha in positions of power. One is that of the Chikrei Lev, that Yerusha is Kain Yerusha's Mammon. And the other one is that of the Griz, that Yerusha Besrara, inheriting this position of power, of authority, is not like Yerusha's Mammon, it's not like inheriting money, like the Chikrei Lev says. Rather, it's the schus of the father that he's zocha when he's anointed for him and his children, like it's mashma lashon of the Rambam. Hareze zocha lo lebanav. So the Mashiach is mezakeh the malchus for him and his children. It's not like Yerusha's mammon. So nachos klein mikdash dalit chaf for adin chol sura shebekev yisrael shezocha la zocha la atzmo lezaro. So he's mezakeh for himself when he is. When he gets this chus, when he gets this srara, the very giving him of the srara. Shazochala, any srara that you get, that is zoche for the children. And the Griz writes that for that reason, you can also talk about Yerusha Mechayim. Because already now he's mezake la'atzmo lezaro, but it's not like Yerusha's mammon, which is after death. So based on this, it will appear that din Yerusha b'malchus, there are two inyanim. One is din Yerusha that's shayich in every srara, and that is, like we said, either Yerusha's mammon according to the Chikrei Lev, or that the father is mezake for himself and for his children. And then the second one is Adin meyuchad b'melech that izocha b'malchus la'olam. We learn this from the pasuk of Kisachay Yenachon ad olam, like the Rambam brings later, that David HaMelech was zocha b'malchus la'netzach. And this din isn't shaykh in every srara, because Yerusha is only from the Morish to the Yoresh, and if the Yerusha, the srara stops, it doesn't return. But Malchus, the Zechia, is eternal, and Mikoach Zeh, the Melech HaMashiach is going to be Machzir based David Liyoshna, like the Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph. Even though Malchus based David already stopped for many generations, you can't come Mikoach Yerusha's srara de Alma. This is a special din of Yerusha's Malchus, and on that the Rambam and the Smag write that the Gorim for this La'olam is the Mashicha. In other words, the din HaMiyucha B'melech that he has a Yerusha's Netzach is because he was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. But in Chinami, even without the Shemen HaMishcha, he would have a din of Yerusha like in the other Minuyim. And we learn it from the Melech, because the Melech has two types of Yerushas. You can learn the other Minuyim from Melech, because the Melech also has a regular din Yerusha. Oh, can Yerusha's Mammon? Oh, that he's mezakeh for himself and for his children. And how the king is different is an added component to the king that he also has it lenetzach. So we understand now why the king is different, and how you can learn the other sraras from the king. The king is different because it's la'olam, and you can learn the other sraras because he also has the same component they do of the regular Yerusha, in addition to it being la'olam, but he also has a regular Yerusha. In the Shilas and Shuvas Tuftam Vidas and the Madura Kamanochas Tamatoris and Rech Tazayin, the Ramasla Vihine, Lashana Rambam, he's Miyashiv the Kasha, how the Rambam writes that Yerusha is Tluya in Meshicha, when he writes afterwards that the other Sroras also have Yerusha, even though there's no Meshicha. And he writes as follows, Nira Lilmod Mimenu Din Chadash. The Bisha'ar Hismanus, Ein Bino Kodem, Rakim Hu Roy Lakach Bishas Mises Aviv. In other positions of appointment, the son doesn't become before other people only if he's roi when his father dies. But if he's not roi then, and certainly if he's a kadin, that's it. He lost it. You don't wait until he becomes roi. But a king, since you anoint him, that already creates the erushin. Even if the son is a kadin, you wait until he becomes a gadol. In other words, the reason the Rambam was told a erushin mishicha, that's l'inyan, this special din, that the son is zoche, even if he's not yet roi. And therefore you wait for the kid. But if he's not nimshach, then you don't wait. In the Emek Bracha, Raya Pomeranchik in page Tesvav, he proves from the Rambam at the end of the Perek, based on the Gwaran Harius and Krisus, that they had to anoint Shlomo is because of the machlokas of Adoniyahu, even though David HaMelech was still around. Because if the king gets old and he's not Roy LaMelucha, or if he's Roy but he doesn't want to be king anymore, the son is Yoreshim Mechayim and he can take his place. Rav Saratskin Shlita in his Rinas Yitzchak, I'll say from Malachim Aleph Aleph, explains based on what is said in the name of the Briska Rab of the Griz, as we mentioned earlier, that the son is Yerush Melucha, it's not Midin Yerusha's Nachala. It's not a Din Mamon that has a Taurus Yerusha. Rather, it's the Schus of the father that he's Mezaka. When he's Nimshach, he's Mezaka through this Meshicha. His Zara is Zara Acharav. Harez is Zochelo Labana Badolam. When he gets it, he's already Mezaka now. He and his children for all the generations. So the Meshicha is Mezaka the Malchus now into his children as well. So that the son is Yerush is mitzvah the Meshicha of the father. So it's not like Yerusha's mammon, and therefore you could talk about Yerusha Mechayim. That the son is Yoresh is coming mikoach that the father was mezakeh him when he was still alive. The father was still alive, and now the son is getting the schus. And it's not pshat in Yerusha. Yerusha, you're only getting after the father. The person's only getting after the father dies. And also other sararis as well. It's not like din Yerusha b'mammon. When he is appointed, so then that already is mezakeh his children. For what din the Rambam writes, l'chol sroros shebekev Yisrael, shezoche lezoche la'atzmo lezari, zoche for yourself and for your children. However, the Chikrei Lev argues with this, and he says it's like mammon, and he says, in fact, you can give it in your lifetime, just like you can give mammon in your lifetime. He can give him a ton of mammon in his lifetime, but he doesn't hold that the gather is that the etzem meshicha or minui is writing mezakeh the children, but rather, it's like Yerushas Mammon. And the Chikrei Lev discusses if the person in the position of power has a psul or dvar erva, and now you're allowed to remove him from his position if his son takes his place, or if he doesn't want to continue, does the son continue for him? So he doesn't. He discusses when there is such a thing as Yerusha Mechayim. But he doesn't say lechatchila. No, he was mezakeh lolazar. What's the problem? So he has a different tzigang. He has a different approach than the Griz. He holds that it's more like Yerusha's mammon, and the Griz holds that he's already mezakeh him when he's still alive. Mikoach the meshicha, mikoach the sra. The nafkamina is that if there's a psul in the father, according to the Griz, there's no problem. Anoint the son. The son already has that schus. According to the Chikrei Lev, it's not so pashut. So these are just a few he'aros in the Rambam, various dinim in Hilchos Meshicha b'Shem and Amishcha. We should all be zochem et Hashem. Lilmo du lelamid lishma v'lasu su l'kaimus kol divrei salmo terasu b'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.